wait, those are my maternity pants.
No, no, these are my Thanksgiving pants.
Thanksgiving time, Friendsgiving time, you know, when all your favorite people get together who you're not related to. Did it start with Friends, the show? No, not really. But has it become a huge thing? Yes, it has. So let's talk about it with Dr. Deirdre Waters, licensed psychologist and associate professor at Rutgers.
Doctor, yesterday we were talking about, you know, how to avoid getting into a fight with your family over politics.
Don't see them.
Yeah, right. So this might be a good way to avoid that.
Right, absolutely. So choosing to be with friends, whether it be on the holiday, as you guys mentioned, it's been a phenomenon that people have been participating in well before the term was a popular hashtag on social media. Also didn't start with friends, but we did enjoy their Friendsgivings, right?
Are people using it to supplant the actual family gathering, like in replacement of, I'm only going to see my friends, and I'm like making the excuse, you know, I'm not coming home this year, we're going to do this thing here, whatever it is? Or is it you do this before you go and have the eventual meal with your family on the day of?
All of the above. So some people are choosing to bookend, whether it's the weekend before, the weekend after. Sometimes you'll hear folks say that knowing that they have the Friendsgiving to look forward to after the family Thanksgiving gets them through the day. Also, people are choosing to do it on the actual holiday, and we're definitely noticing a rise in that. So more people celebrating friends on the holiday itself. Being very mindful that it can be an isolating day or one filled with tension, anxious apprehension, especially if there's significant family conflict, if they're choosing a family Thanksgiving. And you talk about, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Just political differences, unresolved or ignored trauma. There can also be competition with recipes, right? We all hear about sibling rivalry and how as adults, sometimes we regress back to adolescence. So decade-old arguments.
The brothers and sisters are fighting again, yeah, suddenly.
Yes, absolutely. With friends, we're more likely to be on the same page politically, emotionally, socially. There might be less competition and fewer rules about food choices, too. More openness about traditions.
Yeah,
a more relaxed day.
I mean, the friends are the family that you choose, right?
Right, exactly. So thinking about that, thinking about starting new traditions with people who are easy to be around. Absolutely.
Is it interesting that it is spanning generations? I mean, Gen Xers do it, millennials do it. Gen Zers don't like to do it, millennials do, yet here they are also having Friendsgivings.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. But it has existed, you know, for a long time. Sometimes it's not even about conflict. With the high cost of travel, airplane delays, work and school responsibilities, it can also be hard to get home.
Maybe it's just easier to see your friends sometimes. All right, Dr. Deirdre Waters, licensed psychologist, associate professor, Rutgers University.
Here come the meat sweats.
It's a really good episode.
Joey, we're all very proud of you.
Yes, I believe we can expect a call from the president any moment now.